excited this morning to have with us the pending owner of the Lake Erie Crushers, Tom Kramick, and he's also joined with Katie Graff, who handles some of the communications that's going on with the Lake Erie Crushers. It's hard to think about baseball already, but that's something that's been on your mind for a while, right?
Absolutely. Football ended yesterday. It's time to talk baseball.
Talk baseball with the Lake Erie Crushers, who get underway in mid-May, right?
Correct. We open May the 12th here at home at All-Pro Freight Stadium against the River City Rascals.
Talk a little bit about your path to being where you are now, being in charge now of the Lake Erie Crushers.
Well, it's been an interesting ride. This is my first foray into professional sports on a business level. I started my professional career working in TV news, working in the media, as you gentlemen. Did that for about 8 or 9 years and then started my own business, which was a video production company. I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio. Did that for a while, and then I got an opportunity to move out to Denver, Colorado, and work for the RE/MAX organization. They had been a client of ours in the video production world. So I've spent the last 9 years out in Denver, and I leave town and they win a Super Bowl. So how does that work?
Wow.
Yeah. But wanted to get back to the Midwest. Wanted to get back to Ohio. This is where I'm from. This is where my wife's from. This is home. So about 18 months ago, we started exploring this idea that I had always had in the back of my mind about being involved in minor league baseball and owning a team. And here we are 18 months later, about to close a deal to purchase the Lake Erie Crushers. So we're very excited to be here.
How does a deal like that come to be? How do you know what's out there?
You make a lot of phone calls, and thank God for the internet, because you do a lot of research. As I said, I've never done this before, so I did a lot of due diligence, talked to a lot of people a lot smarter than I am, which is not hard to find. So we did a lot of research and talked to a lot of people and looked into affiliated teams and independent teams. I knew I wanted to be involved with baseball. Been a baseball fan since I can remember, and pursued a couple of different teams, but this was by far the best fit overall as far as where in the country we wanted to be, the type of team, the type of organization we wanted to run. So it just has worked out very well.
So you've been over, obviously, to All-Pro Freight Stadium.
I'm there every day.
Facility, and kind of what are some of your envisions, I guess, for the team this year? You kind of have to maybe temper yourself a little bit, but you're going to get really excited about what things are.
Oh, I have a lot of visions. Yeah, it's just what can we make reality and what's the time frame for doing this? I am very much looking at this as a long-term venture. This is not something that is just going to be a lark for a couple of years. I mean, I plan on doing this for the next 10 or 15 years, and this is the only business I'll be involved with. This will be my full-time occupation and attention. The ballpark's great. Love the ballpark. It can use a couple upgrades. It's starting to show its age a little bit, but it's a great facility. There's a lot of things I'd like to do. It's just what's the timeline and what can we make happen in year one, year two, year three as we go forward.
What's the process right now for meeting with the coaches, players, that type of a thing? Where does that stand right now?
Well, when I came into this, my vision was to run the business side of it and let the experts run the baseball side of it. Our manager, Chris Mongiardo, knows more about baseball than I will ever know. So he's running the baseball team. He makes all the player personnel decisions. He makes all the coaching hires. One of the reasons I've been successful in business is I know what I don't know, and I'm not going to sit here and say, well, I'm going to pick the player. I'm not going Jerry Jones, you know, and run the team. He runs the team. I sat down with him when we first took over the management operation in October and basically said, Chris, what do you need? What do you need to put a winning team on the field? How can I help you do that? And I'm going to stay out of his way and let him pick the players. On the business side, I'm much more involved. We have sort of rebuilt the staff. Staff was pretty depleted when we showed up in October. They were down to about 6 full-time employees. We're up to about 14 now. So we've brought in a lot of people and really trying to make an investment in the front office, marketing, ticket sales, corporate sales. We have a new food and beverage director. So we're really trying to sort of upgrade the fan experience.
Make that important, because the fans coming out is really what it's all about, to enjoy the game. It's minor league baseball, a lot of different than what major league is. Players are there for a certain amount of time, but they're really sometimes involved in the community. You mentioned about the new hires, where Katie Graff joins us. Your job is?
I'm the director of marketing and promotion.
All right, so you got a big job to get the word out there for the – I know the schedule is just released recently. What are some of the things on your table right now that you're
Right now we're trying to get the promotional schedule out. Some big theme nights coming in to, you know, get everybody's interest. Your Star Wars night, your superhero night. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see everybody coming in.
You're keeping those fireworks, are you?
Oh, fireworks every Friday, of course.
I can see them from my driveway at my house. That's all personal interest. I'm just trying to figure this out. I know he's going to say, why aren't you buying a ticket coming to the game? But on some occasions, I'll get a chance to do that. But it's one of those things, I guess. You're excited about getting involved in this? Is this your first foray in sort of a baseball and that type of a thing?
No, I actually came from a couple teams the past couple seasons, working with marketing and promotions, and finally got the full-time job out of it. So I'm excited to start and everything.
Was this one of the teams also in the Frontier League, or was it from?
Nope, I came from the Carolina League, part of the minor league system, as well as the Pioneer League out in Montana.
Okay. So. Are there differences between those leagues, or more similarities, would you say?
It's fairly similar. The size of teams, obviously, they're different. This is very, I would say the Crushers are very similar to the team I was with in the Carolina League, and I'm finally can take all that I've learned from them and hopefully can bring it to the Crushers.
I think she just said she's going to steal some ideas from her director that they have down there.
That's okay.
Which is what you do, kind of see what works someplace and try it there as well, right?
Absolutely.
You might also be looking to expand what happens at that stadium, too. Is that something you're looking into?
Absolutely. It's a great facility, and we need to do more than hold 48 Crusher baseball games there. When I first started pursuing this and talking with the city, that was a big priority of Mayor Jensen and the rest of the city leaders, to do more events at All-Pro Freight Stadium, whether it's youth baseball or tournaments or other types of events, festivals, fairs, concerts. We need to get more use out of that facility. It cannot sit idle when the Crushers are out of town or when our season ends in early September. September, October are two of the best months of the year in this part of the world. So we need to take advantage of that outdoor facility and bring more events in. And we have someone on staff now who's focused solely on those special projects, and hope to have some fun stuff going on this fall.
Where does Chris stand in terms of putting the team together?
He has signed a lot of players. Last year was a disappointing season, and he's the first one to admit that. We need to be better, so he's gone out and signed a lot of new players, brought back a lot of the ones who had good years for us and he feels can be effective and bounce back. He is out. He was going to join me today, but he's out in Arizona right now working in the Arizona Winter League, scouting players, looking for players. He knows what the expectation is, that this team needs to be in the hunt for the playoffs every year, and he's fully committed to that.
So you have a new hire of coaching. Is it Billy Brick Jr.?
We hired Billy Brick. That is correct.
And I'm looking at, 'cause
we're excited about him being part of the team.
From the Frontier Grays, which was the team that they had, which was the team without a home for a while. But
right,
I guess
the travel team.
That team has sort of been disbanded or sort of merged into the league or whatever.
Yep, too. We're 12 teams this year. So we have a nice even number, which is critical for the scheduling part of it. We do not have the travel team anymore.
It's an interesting way of sort of keeping a team alive within the league.
Yep.
But the time kind of being able to work it out now. But the Crushers again, open up in May, and goes for a number of months. And, of course, we are happy to be able to broadcast some of the games. It's always fun to have Crushers games on the radio, because baseball and radio kind of go well together.
It's part of summer, isn't it?
So some of those games that fit in with our schedule, we have opening nights. Indians aren't playing, whatever. It's a way to kind of keep this sort of baseball alive during the summer, whether it's local team here in Avon or if it's a major league team. People just like to go out and have a nice time at the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. And that's what really minor league baseball is about. It's about a fun night out. You know, the players aren't the big name guys that you see on ESPN every day. They do tend to move around a little bit, but minor league baseball is really about a fun, affordable night out for yourself or your family. You're much closer to the game. It's a great experience for kids because the players are very interactive. They sign a lot of autographs. They're involved in the community. So that's really what we're trying to do is bring that minor league experience, sort of ramp it up a notch.
More involved. They're actually living in the community because you have host families that kind of...
They are with host
families. Are
you families.
Out still looking for, I guess, looking for host families at this point? Or do you
we're know? Always looking for host families. Absolutely. We've had a great host family presence in the past, and a lot of those people are still interested in hosting players. But we're always interested in looking for people who are willing to help us out or host a ball player. And if you've got young kids in the house who are interested in sports, it's a really neat experience for them.
Bruce, one could move in with you and just walk to the ballpark. Wouldn't need a car.
Does he like dogs? Because maybe he can help me with some of them. Yeah, that's right. Well, if he's sitting here watching the fireworks, I know they don't want him to be there at the ballpark with them. But that's kind of an interesting thing, a way to get into the community. And that's, as you mentioned, it's a lot about the experience that a minor league team can bring, and it just adds to it. But we appreciate you kind of stepping up and being able to take over the team and bring some new life, new blood, interesting things here with All-Pro Freight Stadium and the Lake Erie Crushers. Our guest this morning has been the pending owner, Tom Kramig, and also Katie Graff. Thank you for coming in. They're wearing their Crushers swag that they have, which people can also be getting.
And we brought you guys some Crusher swag, too.
Wow, great. This
is, oh, my. That's swagola.
Yeah. I think we had to report that on our taxes or something. We'll find out how that works. But, again, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having us.
Crushers.com to find out about the schedule and all the things that are happening with the Lake Erie Crushers baseball.